Read on. August 2022. The Isle of Egg, an ecotourist's dream. A trip to Egg off the Scottish coast is like travelling to a wet and windy version of Utopia. By John Bilstein. Egg forms part of the small isles on the Inner Hebrides, just off the Scottish coast. People have lived on the island for at least 8,000 years, but staying there has never been better. Wet and windy it may be, but it is also a place of innovation and natural diversity that make it one of a kind. Egg only covers around 45 square kilometres, but typically hosts over 10,000 tourists a year. Whether you're into birdwatching, botany, whale watching, sailing, archaeology or farming, Egg has plenty on offer for explorers young and old. Egg's economy is run by the Heritage Trust, which manages culturally attractive places for their owners. For over 20 years now, the island has been a successful experiment in sustainable living and autonomy. For example, over 90% of Egg's electricity is now generated from renewables using solar and wind energy as well as hydropower. This has helped to reduce the community's carbon footprint, offsetting the diesel fuel used to get supplies to Egg by boat. The plan is to become totally carbon neutral by 2030. Egg has achieved a high degree of independence, not only in terms of energy production, but also politically. Most decisions concerning the island are taken at local level and not in Edinburgh, the seat of Scotland's own parliament. A 2019 report in the magazine National Geographic named Egg a People's Republic because it became the first community-owned island in Scotland. In 1997, the remaining islanders decided to buy Egg from its last owner, a German artist called Marlin Eckhart. Egg's islanders like to do their own thing, but visitors are welcome. The ferries from Arisaig and Maleig on the Scottish mainland not only import supplies, but also tourists. Many come to watch eagles soaring above Egg's spectacular central mountain, called Ansgur, or to spot minke whales and basking sharks, which visit the island regularly. Those looking for an adrenaline rush also have a good chance of seeing orcas in action. Some arrivals from the mainland want to learn more about ancient crafts like felt making or basket weaving. Others are deeply interested in Egg's remarkable archaeology, which includes structures going all the way back to the Stone Age. Most tourists are the camping, hiking and kayaking type, but Egg also caters to rich connoisseurs. Visitors with deep pockets can travel out to sea aboard the 16-metre sailing yacht Selkie, which was designed for Arctic expeditions. Some of these trips include fine dining, but real foodies can always try out La Giorna, the island's four-star restaurant. The little Isle of Egg is big on innovation and diversity. Those who travel there would do well to take some of that community spirit back home with them.